praise ye the Lord. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise, make a joyful noise. Praise ye the Lord. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Unto the Lord, make a joyful noise. Let's sing praises to our God.
Everybody. Hallelujah.
Yes, let's sing praises to our God. Let's sing hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise, make a joyful noise. Praise ye the Lord. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Unto the Lord, make a joyful noise. Unto the Lord, make a joyful noise. Unto the Lord, make a joyful noise.
Hallelujah. Let's all lift him up this morning. Hallelujah. Everybody in the building, let's worship the Lord for a moment today. Hallelujah. Let's invite his presence here. Let's make sure the Lord feels comfortable. Let's make sure that he feels at home and at ease here this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we've come to praise you today. We've come to lift you up, to give you glory, to give you honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah, we love you today. Yes, we love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, you're worthy. Yes, you're worthy, you're worthy. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Everybody worship. Hallelujah. Let's create an atmosphere where God can do great things today. Hallelujah. Let's get our mind on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's sing this chorus. We've come to praise Him. Hallelujah. We've come to praise Him. Yeah. Oh, we come to praise Him. Yes, we've come to praise Him. Oh, we've come to praise Him and lift His holy name. Yes, we've come to praise Him.
Is that why you came this morning?
We've come to praise Him. Oh, we've come to praise Him and lift His holy name. So let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Yes, we're gonna praise the Lord while we have the chance. Yes, we've come to praise Him. Oh, we've come to praise Him. We've come to praise Him and lift His holy name.
Let's sing it again.
We come to praise Him.
Yes.
We come to praise Him. Oh, we come to praise Him and lift His holy name.
Sing it again.
Yes, we come to praise Him. Oh, we come to praise Him. Yes, we come to praise Him and lift His holy name.
So everybody,
let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let's make a joyful noise.
Hallelujah.
Unto the Lord. Oh, we're gonna praise the Lord while we have the chance.
Yes, we come to praise Him.
Yes,
we've come to praise Him. Oh, we've come to praise Him and lift His holy name.
One more time, let's make a joyful noise.
So make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Yes, we're gonna praise the Lord while we have the chance. You know that we come to praise Him. Yes, we come to praise Him. We come to praise Him and lift His holy name.
Hallelujah. Let's everybody lift Him up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody worshiping Jesus. Oh God, Thou art worthy. Yes, Lord, Thou art worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. 30 more seconds. Everybody worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody for 30 seconds. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love You, Jesus. We love You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, You've been so good to us. We're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Okay, stop. Praise God. Sit down. Amen. I think that we have made Him feel at home here this morning. I think that we have invited His presence here, and I'm expecting great things in the Holy Ghost today. You expecting God to do great things? Hallelujah. Praise God. You got the crud wiped out of your eyes. You ready to have church? Amen. I appreciate so much these praise singers here this morning. Wasn't that a blessing? Kind of get us in the groove and get us in tune. Amen. Appreciate that so much. We got two great young men that are going to preach for us this morning. This will probably be the shortest sermons they preached in 10 years. We're giving them 20 minutes apiece. Some people call those sermonettes, but sermonettes are for Christianettes. So they're going to preach. All right? Praise God. And they said, well, which guy is supposed to go first? I don't know. I don't know what. Well, and so I said, well, I could go in alphabetical order. I could do that. But both their names start with H. And I could go by seniority and who's older and who's younger. But anyway, I'm going to do both. I'm going to let the younger guy and the guy who falls in alphabetical order come first. Brother Mark Hattaball is going to preach for us this morning. Amen. One of our sectional youth directors, our youth on missions coordinator, he's an evangelist who goes all over, literally, the world, preaching the gospel. He's been everywhere. Man, they could write a song about you. I've been everywhere. This guy has been everywhere. He's taking a bunch of our young people this summer on Youth on Missions. And he has a booth right out there in the foyer. You want to take a look at that if you want an exciting time. Every time this man calls me up on the phone, he messes up my answering machine because he is just so enthusiastic and so exciting. And he blows my speaker out every time he calls me. But I believe he's got some great words for us today. Are you going to help Brother Hattaball preach? Hallelujah. Brother Hattaball, we're looking forward to it. God bless you.
Please stand in honor of the Word of God and turn to the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse number 4. So good to be here again at Youth Convention in Bakersfield, California. Somebody say praise the Lord to that. Hallelujah. We're going to see great things of the Lord this week. I hope you came expecting to see the Lord do great things. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You didn't come hoping for anything. You probably didn't bring your faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. 1 Chronicles chapter number 20, and today I would like to, first of all, honor our Lord Jesus Christ, and to Him all glory. But I would like to dedicate today's message to Brother David F. Gray. He's my elder, and he's a mentor to me. He's my Paul, and I love him very much, and he is, at this time, suffering in his body, and I want him to know that there is this Bakersfield convention that is going to call out his name, the Lord to touch and heal him. Amen? The Bible says in verse number 4, and it came to pass after this that there arose a war at Gezer with the Philistines. At which time Sibekai the Hushathite slew Sipai, that was of the children of the giant, and they were subdued. And there was war again with the Philistines, and Elhanan the son of Jair slew Lami the brother of Goliath the Gittite, whose spear staff was like a weaver's beam. And yet again there was war at Gath, where was a man of great stature, whose finger and toes were 6 on each hand, 6 on each foot. He also was the son of the giant. When he defied Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimei, David's brother, slew him. And these were born unto the giant in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. God bless you that you may be seated this morning. I realize I'm in competition with your late hours last night, but at all, I would like to thank you for being here this morning, and we're going to hear from the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
I want you to realize that these that are listed here, these other giants, were noted as the sons of the great giant. And he had fathered many sons, and yet they were continuing on the great defiance of the children of Israel later on. Notice this. Now, everybody is in the giant slaying business. We noted very clearly in verse number 8, the Bible said that, hey, all of a sudden, everybody starts killing giants. Even David's servants now you find killing giants. That sounds really cool now because we just read it. But let me take you back to Goliath, the first giant. Everybody wasn't out killing giants then. It wasn't cool and common to go out and just be killing giants. They were looking for somebody to stand in the gap. Somebody to stand up and say, you're big, but you're not as big as my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. The first one, David was able to show us that it can be done. You know what? Thank you, David, because you stepped out and you showed us it could be done. Now that you showed us it could be done, I can get in the fight too. Now that all of our elders have gone on before us and said, hey, there is great things that we can do for God. You paved the way. You opened the Red Sea. Now all of us should rise to the occasion and say, where's my giant? Where's my giant? It's my turn now. Hallelujah. Kind of, you know, I like to read the Word of God with imagination. But if I read this in my imagination, it's kind of cute. I kind of imagine I'm going into town to town and going, hey, this town have any giants? Oh, there's no giants in this town. I don't want to even mess with it. I'm looking for a giant. I'm looking at any giants. Oh, they got giants here. Come on, boys. They got giants in this town. Let's go fight them. Hey, wait. This one's mine. It's my turn now. This is my. Leave them to me. Hallelujah. You know what, David? Thank you for showing me it could be done. Thank you for showing me that young people that stand up for righteousness and live for God and live holy can do great exploits for God. Hallelujah. It's called the Giants of Gath and the Giants of the Philistines. I wish there was a scripture that would say, and there was giants in Israel, but it doesn't say that. I'm tired of the world having all the giants. I'm tired of the enemy's camp having all the giants. I'd like to see young people stand up and say, you know what? I'm going to be a giant for God. I'm going to be a giant for God. I'm going to stand in the gap. You better look out, Satan, look out, because I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. You ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, I'm the Christian the devil warned you about. So today, I would like to send a message to the devil, if you wish, from this camp. Devil, don't mess with us. Because we're giant killers. Don't mess with us. Because we're giant killers. Hallelujah. Moses sent out 12 spies. The Bible came back with a report. They said, hey, you know what? We can't do it because there's giants in the land. Surely there's just way too much against us and for us. There's giants in the land. Well, I'd like to send back a message to the spies that the devil has sent to Bakersfield, California, and I want them to get a message. Hey, devil, you're not going to have victory because there's giants in this congregation today. There's giants here that are going to stand up. There's giants that are going to live holy, live righteous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 17, Eliab, David's brother, comes down and says, hey, David, why have you come down here? The devil is looking at you. Why have you come down to Bakersfield? Why are you at youth convention? Why have you come down here to mess us up? You know what? I tell you why. I've come down to youth convention to consecrate my life. I've come down here to get fired up. I come here to get loaded up. Because when I go home, you better look out, Satan, look out. Hallelujah. He said this. He says, you just got to, who'd you leave over there with those few sheep? Who'd you leave, David, over there tending those few little sheep? For too long, we've left the giant slaying to just the very, very few. It's time now, hallelujah, for all of us to get involved in prayer warrior business. It's time now for all of us to get on our knees and to fast until our belly buttons fall off. It's time now for all of us to pick up a Bible and some tracts and go knocking on doors. It's time now to get out in the streets, the highways and byways. Look out, he's my giant and I'm going after him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 33 says, hey, David, you're not able to go out there against this Philistine to fight with him. You can't go out there. You know why? Because you're just a youth. But look at the end of that verse. He says, but he's been killing people since he's been a youth. The world can use the youth, but the church can't. The world can use young people, but the church can't. I'm here to tell you, young person, God is looking for willing vessels. God is looking for somebody to say, here I am, Lord, send me. Use me. Hallelujah. At 8 years old. At 8 years old, now we have them dealing drugs in the schools. At 8 years old, we have them being gang members. 14-year-old, you can be a gang leader. We got child pornography, child prostitution. Hey, you can't be used of God because you're young. I'm telling you, you may not be able to pastor church, but you can do something for God. Now, don't get excited. Don't get excited. Moses had to wait 80 years before he was used of God. Don't get excited, man. Yeah, but Moses was pastoring 2 million people. I'll wait till I'm 80 to pastor 2 million people. That's no big deal. All I want to do is get out there and slay some giants. Just let me have those giants. Saul, you worry about the kingdom. We'll take care of the giants for you. Pastor, you get in a pulpit and preach. Hallelujah. We'll take care of the giants for you. Church warriors, come on. Hit the altars. We're taking care of giants. Young men for war. Old men for counsel. Oh, I just want to hear the voice of God. Eli, am I too young? Eli, am I too young to be used? Am I too young to hear the voice of God? I just want to be a witness. I just want to be anointed. I just want to be used of God. They made a survey of all the young people. I'm going fast because you're worshiping and I got to interrupt you. We'll worship after he's done. Hallelujah. They made a survey of all the young people that had been leaving churches and they were going out. And they said, well, you know, we're not trying to convert you back, but we just sincerely want to know, why have you left the church? You know what they said? This is what they said. They said they felt they had no significant involvement or contribution to add to the church. I'm sorry, I'm here to tell you, there's things that you can do. Hallelujah! Go to your pastor, say, do you have any giants you want me to kill for you, pastor? Do you have any bathrooms you want me to clean, pastor? Do you have any tracts you want me to hand out, pastor? Do you have any intercession that needs to be made? You want to give me some names, I'll go to God in prayer. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You came too late. You came too late to tell me that God can't use young people. You've come too late to tell me that God cannot use young people. In most of the countries around the world, what they're exploding with revival and great harvest of souls are coming in. It's the young people that are leading the revival. You know what you need to do? You need to leave Bakersfield, California with 5 stones in your pocket. You need to go home and face the biggest giant you got head on and say, I don't know why you're coming to me, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. Somebody needs to go down home and you need to pray down the gangs in your school. Somebody needs to go home and you need to go from here and pray victory for someone that's lost. Somebody that's bound by Satan. Somebody needs to go home and reach the drug dealer and send them out of business. Somebody needs to go home and start a Bible study and prayer in your school. Somebody needs to go home and face giants. Somebody needs to go with us on Youth on Missions to impact this world. Hallelujah. I'm afraid for our generation of young people that are so misdirected. We have so many problems, so-called, because young people are misdirected. One reason why our church young people are misdirected is because they have no spiritual challenges. Just come to church, be a good youth group. It's boring, folks. You know what? The kingdom of God was never meant to be boring. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, we got some giants to kill. Hallelujah. No telling. There is no telling what we could accomplish for God if we were not concerned about who gets the glory. You're not too young to be used, young person. You may be too young to wear a crown, but you're not too young to be a giant killer. Hallelujah. The world is not waiting for young people to turn 25 and with 6 kids and a house and a barn. Hallelujah. And 3 dogs. The world is saying, come on. You want to get involved? Here's drugs. Go sell. You want to be a prostitute? Go sell yourself. I'm telling you what. I'm ready to get involved. Show me a giant. Hallelujah. Youth and age has never been a deterrent to God's ability to use people. It's no longer an excuse. God can't use me because I'm young. It's no longer something to hide behind. You need to say, God, if you can use anything, you can use me. If you can use anything, you can use me. Here I am, Lord. Speak through me. Walk through me. Talk through me. Kill some giants through me. Can somebody say, I want to be a giant killer? Can somebody stand up today? Count me in. Count me in. Count me in. I'm leaving from here and I'm ready to go for giants. Hallelujah. You better look out, Satan. Look out. You better look out, Satan. Look out. Because I come to you. In the name of the Lord, you better look out, Satan, look out.
Yes, you better look out, Satan, look out.
You better look out, Satan, look out. For I come to you in the name of the Lord.
Yeah, let's sing it. Oh, look out, Satan, look out.
Better look out, Satan, look out. For I come to you in the name of the Lord.
Oh, yes. Look out, Satan, look out.
You better look out, Satan, look out. You better look out, Satan, look out. For I come to you in the name of the Lord.
Look out, Satan, look out.
You better look out, Satan, look out.
Look out, Satan, look out. For I come to you in the name of the Lord. Look out, Satan, look out. Sing it again.
You better look out, Satan, look out.
You better look out, Satan, look out.
For I come to you in the name of the Lord. look out.
Hallelujah. Let's all lift up our hands. Let's praise Him right now. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, man, I don't know. I can't sing. I can't talk right. I'm real shy in front of folks. The Bible says it's not going to be by your might. It's not going to be by your power. But it's by His Spirit. Hallelujah. Hey, man, they're just five little rocks there. But if the Spirit of the Lord is behind them, you can do great things for God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, man. Lord, make us brave. Make us courageous. Amen. Praise God.